welcome on in to episode 203 of the FS Podcast, also known as the Fantasy Sports Podcast. How is everyone doing?
Are you talking to me or are you talking to everybody that's listening?
Well, I guess in turn, I'm also talking to you, Wea. Are part of everybody.
I am part of everybody. Well, to be fair,
you are the only everybody that can actually respond to me.
That's true. As you could tell from the last couple of days, have been great. You know, I'm still recovering. I don't know. I told Jagger this. I don't know why, but why is it always me that's always like coming off a sickness every time we're trying to record or I have a stuffy nose? It has to be me. So I'm so sorry, guys. But I'm gonna be real with you. Probably be dealing with this the whole time we're recording.
Probably.
For the rest of the time we're recording.
Probably.
Yeah. So anyways, but I'm recovering. I'm having fun. I mean, the draft happened, so that was a lot of fun.
Well, I guess before we get into anything, I guess we should actually kind of say that it's kind of nice to actually record for the first time in
It's been a while for us since we recorded. It's been like a couple of weeks, actually, when I think about it,
So, because the last few episodes we've uploaded for you guys, not even we pre-recorded them, we just recorded them.
Yeah.
And then we just uploaded them.
At a later date.
So this episode is actually, I guess, kind of the
first time.
First
and it's
time
been
in
a while. Yeah. So, we're going to record and upload it right afterwards.
Yep.
So, but yeah, if you guys are new, welcome on into the FS Podcast, also known as Fantasy Sports Podcast. Did I say that backwards? No, I didn't say that backwards. As you can tell, we're not professionals at this at all. We're here to have fun.
You asked if you said that.
Yeah, I know. We're here to talk about football, talk about, you know, get ready for the fantasy season. Obviously, it is off season. We still got a long way to go before fantasy season starts. But obviously, we do have a lot to talk about during the off season because the draft happened. Was it last week
for us? It was last week, I believe. But I know we were going over the free agency signings.
Yeah, mainly. We stopped that QB. I know we still have tight end to do.
Yep, we still have that.
And wide receivers.
And wide receiver. But we're stopping that just for this episode, just because we really feel like we need to go over the draft news.
Yeah.
Because some of it is actually pretty important. And also, too, if any of you guys are new to how we usually go over the draft, all right, we're not going through all the rounds. We're not. I'm sorry. We're not.
That's just too much, man.
We don't do this full time. We don't have the time to do that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's why I said we're not professionals, man.
Yeah.
We're here.
So we're going to go over the first round. And also, too, this is a fantasy football podcast. So we're mainly just going over the position players, quarterback, running back,
tight end. The offensive players mostly,
wide receiver, stuff like that. So if you think we're going to go into all that depth, I'm sorry, but we're not.
Yeah. We're here to talk about the fantasy, you know, how these draft picks are going to impact fantasy next year. Mm-hmm. And from the looks of it, it's going to impact it a lot. This is like the first draft class I've seen since the whole Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields draft class, which I think was like, 2 years ago now, that will have a big impact for fantasy season.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's lining up, you know, perfect timing for players stopping to play, retiring, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, I guess we should just get on into it. I do want to say, though, I know, and Wei and I both know, that there has been news that has come out, right?
Since the draft.
Since the draft and all that. But we feel like we should probably just go over the news next week, because at that point, we're just going over free agency news as is.
Yeah.
So we'll just hit everything all at once. And also, too, there's actually quite a fair amount of offensive player signings or draft picks,
right? Yeah, there's a lot for us to talk about in this episode, so we just want to mostly focus on the draft picks, you know what I mean? We just want to focus, and it's so funny too, because I was looking at the news segment, like, should we talk about news? There's like one signing. I'm like, you know what? We could just save it for next time. Yeah, we'll save it, but there's no point, you know, we'll just talk about the draft right now.
Yeah, that is true. So, anyway, getting on into it, ladies and gentlemen, as you know,
I'm not going to say anything for the next 5 minutes. This is all Jagger, y'all.
So, as you know, who had the first overall pick?
The Bears.
Because we traded it with Carolina.
I still can't believe you guys have two first-round picks like that.
Yep, and we actually did pretty good.
Yeah.
Shout out Ryan Poles. I'm actually very happy. But as everybody knows, who watched the draft anyway, and I'm pretty sure everybody who didn't watch the draft just knows, The first overall pick was Caleb Williams, as most people projected it would be.
Yeah.
And he went to the Chicago Bears. Quarterback,
the mind-blowing part where they traded away Justin Fields to the Steelers, and that's when we already knew, oh, they're already going to draft the quarterback. And Jagger knows personally, Jagger knows the history of his team drafting QBs in the first round.
Yeah, but, you know, this one's actually happy to be here. I will say that.
Yeah, did you see what they did to give him? Like, uh-huh. They gave him good offensive weapons this time.
It's not like the past Bears quarterbacks where it's like, okay, so your wide receiver is this guy. Coach, he hasn't touched the ball in like 20 years. I know.
Yeah, they gave them a stack targets. They really did. They really did. So he definitely has.
Very excited.
Yeah. Or so. I can't believe the Bears did that, though.
Yep. I can't believe the Bears just did a whole 180 during the offseason.
They definitely did.
I will say that.
Low-key looking kind of scary.
They are. I think a lot of people are going to be looking actually at Bears players for fantasy football.
There's a lot. Yeah.
There is. I will say this, though. Weah, would you personally draft Caleb Williams on your fantasy team?
Yeah, I would, but I wouldn't draft him as my QB1. I definitely would go for one of the consistent ones first. I don't know for sure where the average draft position is going to be for Caleb Williams. I'm thinking towards the end of the draft.
Yeah, that's usually where most
of them go. So that's where I think I would pick him up, is that like one of the last couple picks after I already have my mainstream quarterback for my team. But again, if you do want him on your team, I'm pretty sure you're going to have to try to pick him up a little earlier. Towards the end of the draft, because a lot of people are going to have him. But honestly, it's one of those bench warmer picks. Like, you know, he has a lot of, you know, high ceiling to go off in fantasy charts. So, you know, if you have him on the bench riding and you're just waiting and he does blow up, it was worth the draft pick, whatever round you picked him up on. But yeah, personally, I would draft him. But like I said, I wouldn't do it with, like, the first round pick, like he was in the actual draft. But I'll wait on it. But I would draft him personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say also don't waste your starting quarterback pick on
Caleb Williams.
Not to knock Caleb Williams, you know, I'm sure he'll do great.
Yeah, but it takes a while usually, you know.
It usually does. And in fantasy football, you know, you're trying to look for those more consistent players.
Yeah, fantasy football is different. You know what I mean?
It's not regular football.
You don't really want to take the risk like that right away. You know what I mean?
But if it pays off, you know, like Weah said, just stash him on your bench.
Just stash him, yeah.
That could be a good move. It's hard to say. I haven't looked at the ADP since the draft yet.
For fantasy yet.
So we still have that to get into.
Ooh, that's always a fun segment.
Yep. That'll be interesting for sure. I can't wait to see how that pans out.
This year is going to be really different. I'm actually really excited.
Very interesting. But anyway, that's all I want to say about Caleb Williams. I didn't want to geek out too much about him.
Oh, no. You were totally geeking out, man. I hate to break it to you. 100%. I see you giggling, smiling as you were talking
kicking
about
my feet.
Him. Kicking your feet, you know, dangling them, swinging them, tapping them. Yeah, you really like Caleb Williams.
I already got a Caleb Williams jersey on, you know.
Really? Where? Will you actually buy one, though? Are you actually going to buy one before he even plays, or are you going to wait?
I'm going to wait, dude.
You're going to wait?
I hate to say it.
Did you ever buy a Justin Fields jersey?
I wanted to, but I never did.
Oh, well, look at that. Good thing you didn't waste your money on it.
I do have a David Montgomery jersey, though.
Did you see the things about the Steelers are going to use Justin Fields for as a kick returner?
Really?
Yeah. How do you go from a starting QB to a kick returner?
Yeah, that's...
That's tough.
That's very tough. I hate to say it. That is extremely tough.
So, any final thoughts on Caleb Williams before we move on to the second pick of the draft?
Not that I can think of. One last thing, like we've been saying, just... Don't go all in on a rookie quarterback for fantasy football. I know the appeal is definitely there with the weapons he has. I get it. But
not worth it.
Not to risk your whole team.
Yeah, like I said, you're right. The potential of it is there. Mm-hmm. It really is there. And I can't wait to see how it goes, you know, for him this season, his rookie season. So moving on to the second pick of the draft, Jaden Daniels from LSU. Got drafted to the Washington Commanders. Another QB off the board. A lot of hype for this guy, too. There's a lot of rumors saying that the Bears should have gone for Jaden Daniels instead of Caleb Williams. But no, Jaden Daniels with the Washington Commanders. Washington Commanders kind of have a veteran team now. I mean, they still got some young, you know.
Got Terry McLaurin over there. He's not too old.
I know they got. They still have Antonio Gibson.
I believe so.
Yeah. So
Brian Robinson, he's still over there.
I definitely think though the Bears have a better offensive starting for their quarterback than the Washington Commanders do.
I hate to say it for Jaden Daniels, but the fantasy output is a little
rough. Questionable. But like I said, it's like one of those gamble picks at the end of your fantasy draft. Like I would definitely go pick up Jaden Daniels as like a gamble pick. You know what I mean?
For sure. Last pick of the draft.
Yeah, bench warmer pick just to see where it goes because it does still have potential, you know?
Yeah.
Because I remember that one time I had Justin Herbert and somebody else, and Justin Herbert blew up, and I was like, all right, now I got me two quarterbacks.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a good time. I think I won that year, actually. But yeah, so Jaden Daniels with the Washington Commanders. Do you see a lot of potential for him going into his rookie season? I mean, it's enough to
start him.
I think it's a big upgrade, definitely, for the Commanders, though. Because they went from Heinicke, they were searching for what did we call him again?
Sam Howell was still there.
Yeah, Sam Howell was still there. They had Heinicke. But then they trade away Sam Hill. I could have swore they got rid of Sam Hill.
I think they – did they trade him? They might have traded him.
I think they traded him away, yeah. But don't forget the OG Taylor Heinicke.
Ooh, Heineken was
– Heineken is what Heineken we used to call him. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm super excited for Jaden Daniels. Honestly, man –
I just say, in my opinion, I think you just need to give it some time.
Yeah, well, that's how it is for all the rookies, you know. It doesn't really happen first them. They're not, you know, CJ Stroud. First rookie.
Who knows?
Anthony Richardson would have had a great year.
He would have, I know.
If he didn't get injured like that.
I know he would have. I had him on my team.
What week did he get injured?
Like week 6.
Was it week 6?
It was really early in the season.
Give me 1 second. Okay. Entertain them real quick, Jagger.
Okay, so how's everyone doing? Do you guys have anything to say about Jaden Daniels?
This is like Dora, like an episode of Dora. Sorry.
Nice.
What? Really?
Nice. Can you find the tree? Well, wait, do you have anything else to add on Jaden Daniels, or can we move on?
I do. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
That's what I said.
That's why I'm entertaining them. I see.
I was just looking at it quick. So he got put on offense with Brian Robinson, Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson. They don't really have a good wide receiver 3. And then Zach Ertz is also with the Washington Commanders. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Zach Ertz is what's going to benefit more on the fantasy end for Jaden. Because when it's like quarterbacks always rely on the tight ends like that, they're always reliable. So honestly, Zach Ertz is probably going to get mostly the fantasy upgrade on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Brian Robinson also, because Brian Robinson is a 2-down back. That guy likes to catch the ball and also run. He's a little bit of a Antonio Gibson type of guy.
Yeah.
I still can't believe he got a shot.
I know. That was crazy.
Yeah, and then he came back. He's still going at it.
I know. You can't blame him for that at all.
So any final thoughts, I guess, on Jaden McDaniels before we move on to the 3rd-round pick?
No. It's just I feel personally better about Caleb Williams' fantasy output than I do Jaden Daniels at this current moment, but that could change.
Yeah.
So anyway, moving on to the 3rd one.
This one is a worse offense than the last two that this guy got drafted on. I'm going to be for real with you on this one. So the 3rd-round draft pick is going to be Drake May from North Carolina. Got drafted to the Patriots. Again, another QB off the board. Obviously, during the offseason, the Patriots got rid of Mac Jones.
Yeah, and I think, actually, a lot of Patriots fans were happy.
Yeah, I would be happy, too. The potential there was, like, I remember the first season he was doing all right. People were like, we found our QB. And
this is the next Brady, guys. Next
Brady. He's doing something. And it just went downhill after that. You can't replicate Brady like that.
Brady proved that. It's not Belichick. It's him.
Yeah, you know? It's over with. So, like, you go on a Patriots offense. You know, I'd rather be on the Bears offense where you're starting off. But now when you go to the Patriots, wide receivers, Juju, Hunter Henry as a tight end, and then the running back, Ramondre Stevenson. Obviously, they did draft another wide receiver, but we'll talk about later in the episode. But, yeah, it is a rough offense for him to start off at.
It is, for sure.
For Drake May. But, again, when it comes to draft picks, definitely a gamble pick, I would think. But I would definitely choose Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels over.
I would, too. I would still pick Jaden Daniels over him.
Yeah, because we don't know how it's going to go. Yeah. You know how it is for the Patriots. And then plus, they have a new coach now, too. Yep. Belichick retired, so.
Finally.
Yeah. So, we don't know how it's going to be for him.
So, wow, that's kind of sad. I'm sorry, Drake May, but.
What, the offense he's on?
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, is there anything else to say? But it's like, just the offense is not.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard. Know? The only person I could think of like that will impact fantasy a lot is probably DeMario Douglas, yeah, which I really like. But other than that. And
Ramondre Stevenson has potential. Yeah, I will say that.
But like, I feel like he gets injured sometimes all the time. Yeah, like.
For sure.
They can't rely on him as much. That's where Antonio Gibson went, was the Patriots also.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was on the Commanders no more, my bad. He's with the Patriots now.
What a shame.
What a shame.
Antonio Gibson was really good.
Yeah, because I know we'll talk about it later, because Patriots got don't have Elliott no more, so Ezekiel Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, any final thoughts on Drake May being put on this worse offense?
I just wouldn't touch it at the moment.
No, I like fantasy wise. Besides the running back, I wouldn't touch any of everybody else.
Yeah, which is
that's how big of an impact he has.
Yeah, and it's not that like he's bad, you know.
No, obviously we haven't seen it yet.
It's a new coach. It's almost basically a brand new team. I hate to say it.
Oh yeah, so. Any final thoughts then?
No.
Alrighty, moving on to pick number 4. That is no longer QB, and that's going to be Marvin Harrison Jr.
First wide receiver off the board.
Got drafted to the Arizona Cardinals.
Everyone's already saying his career is over.
You see all the memes of Harrison Jr. and Kyle Murray? Like, they have a picture of Harrison Jr., and then you see, like, Carl Murray's little headband just on the bottom screen. Like,
there he is, guys. He's at the bottom of the picture.
His new wide receiver.
He can't even give him a high five.
I'm excited about this one because.
I am too, actually.
Because Arizona Cardinals already have a good wide receiver that they got last year who was a rookie, and he's going to his sophomore year, and that's Michael Wilson.
Yeah.
And now they're adding Marvin Harrison Jr. to the mix.
I think it's a good mix. I think Marvin Harrison will get.
Don't
play
forget
time.
About Trey McBride, too. They still have on there, too. So it's they're finally getting up there. But to be fair, every time the Cardinals get like this,
yeah,
the potential of a dynasty, and then all of a sudden some bad mistake happens, like, you know, you drop the ball in the end zone, and now like you start losing the rest of the games after that.
Yep. It's all it takes.
Remember that Green Bay game?
Yep.
Yeah, everyone remembers that Green Bay game. It was, I think it was a primetime game, too, at the time.
So.
Marvin Harrison Jr., though, definitely drafting. This is the one.
This is a lot of hype. I would say he's up there with Caleb Williams' potential.
Yeah, like the potential-wise of it. Marvin Harrison Jr. is a better draft pick that you want to spend more on.
Yeah.
Obviously, not a first-rounder, but like towards the middle, I say like round five or six.
I think that's the safest place to go for him, but I will say I think the hype is going to reach him up way higher.
Put him up there more in the fantasy
draft. And I
think
people are going to go all in on Marvin Harrison Jr. I think they're going to have him be their number one receiver.
I can see him doing that.
I can see him doing it. It's just,
I wouldn't.
Is that the smart move?
You don't know. It's Kyler Murray. For me, Kyler Murray's bipolar. He does really good this one year, and then the next year.
He's playing Call of Duty the whole season.
He's playing Call of Duty. He'll get injured, and then he just never be the same. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I don't understand what's with Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, I do understand the hype, and especially for Arizona Cardinals fans.
Oh,
we
yeah.
live in Arizona. I've been hearing all the hype ever since he got drafted.
You guys seen Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah. Like, I've been hearing.
Bro,
been hearing the hype. So the draft pick I get is going to be really high. Personally, I wouldn't – I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me, but I wouldn't waste that high of a draft pick on him.
No. I feel like there's potentially better options.
I think there definitely is better options out there. But obviously, there is a fine line to where, okay, the best pick is Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because that's the thing, and that's the toughest thing I think that most people struggle with. In fantasy football, drafting is that.
Yeah.
Trying to gauge, okay, is this guy actually on another tier or not?
Yeah. I mean, I could definitely see him being wide receiver two.
I do too. I do as well.
Like you said, the potential Caleb Williams being wide receiver number one, you know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah.
I think they both have potential to be, you know,
one of the top. You think rookies. You think Marvin Harrison Jr. has potential to make it a top 10 wide receiver list this year?
I think the hype right now is that he will
make a top 10.
But
in fantasy, of course. We're talking about fantasy.
Obviously
PPR,
not.
Full PPR.
Yeah, obviously not, you know, full league rankings.
But who knows?
Who knows? I think a lot of the hype is trending towards people want him to be a top 10 receiver, and I think that's where a lot of people are going to draft him.
Yeah.
So I think you guys kind of need to taper your expectations. I'm not saying he's bad by any means. I'm not saying it's a bad draft pick.
If you trust it, I say take it. Take the risk and draft him where you think he should be drafted.
If you feel comfortable making him your wide receiver one, then do it.
Then do it, yeah.
It's your team, you know?
Like what happened to Jamar Chase when people took the risk.
Yeah.
Like what happened to Justin Jefferson when people took the risk. You know what I mean? It went up there. It worked. It played out.
Exactly. You never know. It's just, I think if you're trying to look at it from a safe perspective, if you're asking for our side of the story on it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I could see him like top 15, top 20 for sure. And that's, I hate to say it, if Kyler Murray plays the full season. I think it's all dependent on quarterback.
Yeah, he gets injured a lot the last couple years.
Yeah, if Kyler Murray doesn't play all season, I hate to say it, I don't know how Marvin Harrison Jr. will do.
Yeah, so.
Because, I mean, look what happened with the Arizona Cardinals when Kyler Murray went down last time.
Yeah, it wasn't really great.
No, it wasn't. It was a struggle. But that's all I have on Marvin Harrison Jr.
Alrighty, me too. We're going to go ahead and start moving on to is it the fifth rounder pick?
Overall pick.
Fifth overall pick, my bad.
Is it?
Malik Nabers. I didn't write that, what pick he was. I'm sorry. Malik Nabers, wide receiver, another wide receiver off the board that got drafted to the New York Giants.
Yeah.
A guy.
He's the sixth.
The sixth pick?
Sixth pick.
Yeah, again, we're only talking about offensive here for us because we're talking about fantasy football. So going through the Giants, this guy's getting drafted with, you know, he's going to go play for Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, which people thought that they were going to draft a QB this year. But no, they're going full throttle on Danny Dimes, giving him more weapons. And I will say this, the Giants are hurting bad, like more than the Patriots.
Saquon's gone.
Saquon is gone. The wide receivers we know in the past always get injured. And that old line is horrible.
It's been horrible.
It was, oh man, I remember watching Daniel Jones struggling for his life all last year, man.
He was the sack leader, you know? I mean, that old line was just,
it was terrible. It was terrible, terrible.
I remember when they played against the Cowboys, week one.
Yeah.
Right? And that's when all the Cowboys fans were like, this is our year, because they dropped like 40 on them, you know?
Yeah, the O-line is just really bad. So I feel bad. Like, I honestly don't know what they did this draft. If maybe they did fix the O-line. I don't know. But, like, if we're talking about fantasy, he's definitely not up there with Marvin Harrison Jr.
No.
With the team he's on and with, you know, there was a lot of hype for Marvin Harrison Jr. But for Malik Nabers, I think he's a gamble pick.
I do too.
I would take him as a gamble pick.
Just because he's on the Giants.
Like a bench warmer. Yeah. You know what I mean? The only good wide receiver there is. You know what I mean? And if Daniel Jones is able to even get the ball to him because of the fact there was no O-line. Yeah. Or there is an O-line. I don't know. But, yeah, they really needed to fix that O-line if they wanted to continue with their offense like that. Like you said, and then they got rid of – they don't have Saquon Barkley no more. So.
Nope. I think that was probably the biggest hit they took in the offseason.
He left them. So, and the worst part is he left them to a team in the same division.
Better team in the division.
And then he's going to see them twice each season.
Yep.
You can't write that.
No, you can't.
You can't write that. So, I guess that's really it for Malik Nabers. Any final thoughts? I mean, he's on the Giants. I mean, he's still a really good wide receiver. Obviously, a first-rounder pick, second wide receiver off the board in the draft.
I just don't think we're going to draft him in fantasy football.
No.
I wouldn't. I mean,
if you, who knows?
If you're in a deep league, maybe.
You have to see how he does after week one. You know what I mean? He's definitely, if he does really good, definitely one of those waiver picks, those major waiver picks.
I'd very much like to see that.
Yeah.
You know?
So, any final thoughts on Malik Nabers before we move on?
No, just no.
Okay. So, skipping to the eighth pick of the draft, I am so mad about this one because I know these guys took our pick. This was supposed to be our pick, and I know
you guys had to scramble.
These guys over here shocked the world. The Atlanta Falcons picked up Michael Penix Jr., a QB.
You want to know the crazier part?
Yes.
Is that the Vikings let Kirk Cousins go because they told him that they might draft a quarterback.
And he didn't like it.
So he left. Uh-huh. Went to Atlanta, and what did they do?
They draft a quarterback in the first round. This is the most shocked pick of this year's
Everyone's
draft.
Just like, what?
And I know the Raiders were going to pick up Michael Penix Jr.
Like probably.
I knew they were, and the Falcons come over here and take him.
They're all hey, guys, you're going to make the Raiders mad? Watch this. Don't do that. We already have a quarterback.
Have you seen the meme of the general manager, like,
yelling at the guy?
Yeah, trying to explain to the Falcons owner, like, why they picked him up.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, listen to me. Listen
to the potential. Listen to the potential.
We already have Kirk Cousins. I don't care, but
all right. They paid Kirk Cousins a lot, too.
Yeah,
they paid
him
a lot. They gave him a big contract.
Why did you?
They gave Mr. Oatmeal a big contract, and then
they still have Desmond Ridder over there?
Yeah, and I don't know, man. They just I don't know.
I don't think they know.
I don't know what they're doing, but I feel like the last 2 years have been really surprise picks. Because remember when they picked up Brian Robinson Jr.?
Yep.
Then that they could have got a quarterback then too, but they went with Jr. So
yep.
I can't believe that Bijan Robinson last year and now Penix Jr. this year, and this was a surprise pick. If you guys want to hear our fantasy intake on it, because again, this is a fantasy football podcast, literally doesn't change a thing. Like nope. You can't.
We all
really
know that the Falcons don't use their first round picks.
Yeah,
okay?
Like you don't want to pick up Junior because he's definitely going to ride the bench because they got Mr. Oatmeal over
Unless he goes down.
Yeah, and like his impact doesn't really change the offense because, I mean, they already have a QB, and he's just a bench warmer. You know, he's Jordan Love with the draft right now.
Pretty much. Still shocked they drafted a quarterback. Now they have three.
Yeah, I'm still very shocked, too. That was our quarterback. We needed a quarterback.
Should have just, panned to the Raiders draft room, and they're all like, okay, guys, we're getting close.
Sure
Michael Penix is coming up.
I know for the sure they were sweating. They were sweating bad. I know they were.
You knew they just threw everything
sweating.
In that draft room.
They were for real. I guess we can move on because I can't really talk too much about it fantasy-wise.
We'll move on.
So to the number 9 pick, we got Rome Odunze, a wide receiver. Did I say that right?
I believe. I don't know.
That got drafted to your Chicago Bears. Another offensive weapon they gave
Caleb
Williams.
So now that makes DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. They.
Wow. And Caleb Williams.
They gave him some good targets.
Yep, finally, the Bears finally have a good wide receiver.
And y'all
core.
Even got a good tight end too.
We
so
do.
Cole Kmet is still really.
Well,
good.
What we don't have
is a running back.
Is a line.
Who's your running back again? Who do you guys have?
I believe we are still using Herbert. Is it? No,
Khalil Herbert.
I think so.
I thought you guys drafted traded for a veteran RB, didn't you?
Or we signed one in the draft, right?
Or I don't even. It's your own team. How do you?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it is Khalil Herbert. I was right.
Is it Khalil Herbert?
Herbert.
They still have Khalil Herbert. Yeah.
Backed up to Rashawn Johnson, who didn't play a majority of the season because he was hurt.
Yeah.
But.
So, what do you think about? Okay, obviously we talked about wide receiver. They already have Keenan Allen.
I wouldn't.
They already have DJ Moore.
You can stash Rome.
Yeah.
I think so. You can stash him.
I wouldn't draft him.
He'd be a last pick, I think, because if anything, he's going to be the third string wide receiver.
I think DJ Moore is definitely still number one.
DJ Moore.
I like Keenan Allen, but I think old man needs to step back just one more spot.
Yeah.
Wide receiver
two.
DJ
Moore was already there.
Yeah, and he was blowing up last year.
He was.
Yeah, it was Justin Fields. You
cannot forget the Washington game.
Yeah, and we had three touchdowns?
Yep.
That was crazy.
I think I didn't play against him that week.
No, I remember. But I do remember someone traded for him right before the game.
And he blew up. It was a good trade.
It was a good trade. Definitely a good trade.
Definitely won that trade.
I mean, because we already kind of talked about the Chicago Bears earlier.
There's not a lot more to talk about.
So is it all right if I move on?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So moving on to the 10th pick of the draft, another QB, J.J. McCarthy, a QB that got drafted to the Minnesota Vikings.
See, but at least the Vikings told Kirk Cousins
that they were going to draft the QB, unlike the Falcons, who didn't say anything and just surprised him. So J.J. McCarthy got drafted to the Vikings, but good because
they need
you know, Justin Jefferson is one of the best wide receivers in the league at the moment. And especially for fantasy, people were like, come on, we need to give him a quarterback because I need him on my team. And this makes me more comfortable because obviously you're still going to draft Justin Jefferson as a first round pick.
Oh, yeah.
You're still going to
draft him. He's not leaving first round.
But now them getting a good potential QB in the draft, it makes you feel better of having him on your team. You know what I mean?
For sure. I mean, don't they still have Josh Dobbs?
No, they don't have Josh Dobbs.
They got rid of him.
They got rid of him, yeah. I believe they're going all in on J.J. McCarthy.
Well, hopefully it works out. I hope so.
I hope it does. I
don't, because we have to play them twice a year.
I just hope it works out for Justin Jefferson. That's the main thing. Like, if we're talking about, like, J.J. McCarthy himself, about fantasy-wise, I think he has I wouldn't draft him. I would definitely take Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels over him. But he's definitely has a potential of having a streamer week where, like, obviously if your quarterback's on a bye or he's injured and you need a streaming quarterback, definitely.
He has that streaming possibility.
Yeah, he does have that.
Because of Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, he has the potential of doing that.
Yeah.
Because right now the offense he's on right now, he has Justin Jefferson, obviously Jordan Addison, Nikhil Harry, and then his tight end, of course, is T.J. Hockenson.
Yep.
And their running back, obviously they don't have, you know.
They did have Dalvin Cook.
They did have Dalvin Cook, but now they're running with Ty Chandler.
Yep.
Yay. And Aaron Jones, who they signed during the offseason.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, the quarterbacks you were talking about, though, behind J.J. McCarthy is Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
They signed Sam Darnold during the offseason.
Sam Darnold's still around, you know.
Yeah, he's a good backup QB.
He is. He's a good backup.
Definitely, definitely. But yeah, I think they're definitely going to go all in on J.J. McCarthy, though.
I think they're going to try.
They have to. I think they have to. Any final thoughts, though?
No. I just hope Justin Jefferson plays it all season.
Me too. So moving on to the number 12 pick. Another QB off the board, Bo Nix, drafted to the Denver Broncos.
I know some Denver fans are actually very happy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they do need a quarterback after they, you know.
Russ overcooked.
Overcooked, Broncos, and they got rid of him. They're like, yeah, man, we're going to. They legitimately told him, yeah, man, we're going to get rid of you.
What?
Yeah. And
what do you mean?
They scared everybody, though. They get rid of Russell Wilson. And like, okay, so who's going to be a quarterback? And then they go and sign Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
So Zach Wilson is also a Denver Bronco. And they're like, okay, no way we're rolling with Zach Wilson the whole season. And they go and draft Bo Nix. And that's when everyone was like, oh.
Yeah. I know a few Broncos fans are very happy about it.
Yeah, I know. I would be too.
Yeah.
You know, you go from Zach Wilson to Bo Nix. 100% going with Bo Nix.
It's, you know, the only way you can go is up.
Yeah.
At that point, you know.
So, Bo Nix got put on the offense of Javonte Williams as his running back, Cortland Sutton, the veteran, as his wide receiver number one. They got rid of Jerry Jeudy during the offseason. Tight end Greg Dulcich. And that's really it. I mean, I'm looking at the wide receiver twos, and a bunch of no-namers at the moment. Besides, I guess you want to go with Tim Patrick.
Oh, missed the first Mr. Oatmeal.
Yeah, but the last 2 years, he injured himself before the season even started.
So that's why Kirk Cousins
took it away. They gave him another contract deal. So hopefully Tim Patrick can reemerge. Because I love Tim Patrick, 3 years ago now?
Yep. He was extremely consistent. He was 20 points a week.
Yeah, boom, 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 yeah, boom, boom. Yeah, he was always consistent. And I was so hyped for him the next couple years, and then he got injured the last 2 years.
We haven't heard from him since.
So I'm really hoping he. Really hoping he comes back with Bo Nix over here. But yeah, again, Bo Nix is not a QB that I would wait on drafting.
Yeah.
Or just wait. And so.
It is still the Denver Broncos. I will say that.
Yeah, the only person I would touch on the Denver Broncos at the moment is Javonte Williams.
Yeah. Javonte Williams, I think, still has a lot of hype.
Yeah, I think he does.
I think he'll still be able to perform.
Me too.
But yeah.
So any final thoughts on Bo Nix being drafted?
No, I think it's a good pickup for Denver.
Alrighty. So moving on to pick number 13. This is all me, baby. Brock Bowers, a tight end taken off the board by the Las Vegas Raiders.
You guys had to scramble.
We had to after Penix got taken off the board. And people were asking me, like, how do you feel that the Raiders picked up the tight end? And they already picked up a tight end last year in the draft, Michael Mayer. I don't know if you remember that.
There was a lot of hype for Michael Mayer.
And my honest thought is, with the way the draft fell for the Raiders, they got the best available offensive player on the board, mm-hmm. and that was Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
Yes, I know we got a tight end last year, and I know a QB situation isn't. I mean, we're going with, you know, I can't say it on the podcast, but Michael Crosby called him Little A-Boy.
Uh-huh.
he looks like a pilot to me, to be fair. But our quarterbacks are a little questionable. I know we drafted Brock Bowers, and if we're talking about fantasy wise of where you want to see him on your team, if you want to draft him, honestly, just don't touch him. Just wait, see how it goes during the season.
He's probably still gonna play behind Michael Mayer, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and I think so. Unless they run with two tight ends each time.
Yeah,
and I mean, obviously Davante Adams is still over there. We got rid of Josh Jacobs left, so the offense is kind of questionable still. But I would wait fantasy wise to have him on your team just to see where it goes. Because honestly, I don't even know where it's gonna go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I said though, I mean it's still a good draft pick because it definitely was the best offensive player left on the draft board at the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's an all right pick for me. But for fantasy-wise, just wait to see where it goes. I wouldn't even touch him the first 2 weeks.
If it works out, cool.
If it works out, then definitely pick him up on waivers.
Yeah.
So any final thoughts? I mean, that's really much. I can't really say too much about it. Yeah, I mean, and the quarterback is questionable. You know what I mean? You don't want to risk it all. The only person you really want on the Raiders is Davante Adams. So
pretty much.
So moving on to pick number 23, we're skipping from 13 and 23.
Yeah,
we're going to Brian Thomas Jr., another wide receiver off the board. Got drafted to the Jacksonville Jaguars,
which is nice because Jacksonville, I believe, got rid of
was it Kirk?
I think it was Christian Kirk.
Did they get rid of him? I thought they kept him.
Yeah,
I got you. Yeah, they got Christian Kirk still, but they did get rid of a lot of their wide receivers, because I'm looking at the team right now, there isn't really big names on the wide receiver board. So having, you know, Brian Thomas Jr. as a good draft pick.
Yeah.
If we're talking about fantasy wise, definitely Christian Kirk is still number one wide receiver. Travis Etienne is amazing.
It's Calvin Ridley. That's what it was. They got rid of Ridley.
Oh, yeah. They got rid of Calvin Ridley. Where did he go? Did he go to the Dolphins? I don't remember.
I can't remember.
Oh, yes. It's been a while. and Evan Ingram, your boy, is still over there also.
That's right. He's going nowhere.
He is going nowhere. And they also signed Gabe Davis. That's what it was.
He went to Tennessee, Calvin Ridley.
Oh, yeah. He went to Tennessee. And then Gabe Davis, they also signed. Which is a good sign, yeah. Now, adding another wide receiver like this, a rookie one especially, has big potential, is really good for Trevor Lawrence. If we're talking about fantasy-wise, what do you think, Jagger?
I think Christian Kirk is still going to get his targets, no doubt. I still think Evan Ingram is going to get his targets, no doubt. This one, I think, is still a stash play. I don't think it's draft it early, fire up, and start, and it'll lead your team to the championship.
This is a play you have to wait on,
yeah.
Fantasy-wise.
We have to wait a couple weeks, see what it looks like.
See what it looks like, yeah.
But that's all I got.
All righty, me too, then. So moving on to pick number 28, Xavier Worthy, another wide receiver off the board, got drafted to the Kansas City Chiefs, the reigning champ from last year.
I guess he was worthy to be drafted by the Chiefs.
Man, I don't want to bring up too much about it, but they're having difficult right now with Rashee Rice.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So they need a wide receiver like this. I feel bad for Patrick Mahomes. He can't get good wide receivers, you know? Mm-hmm. Ever since Tyreek Hill. But I can't hate on Patrick Mahomes because he doesn't get good wide receivers, but they still won a ring. They still won the ring.
Him and, you know, good old
Travis Kelce. Yeah, they still won a ring. So, I guess he doesn't really need a good wide receiver.
No.
But, I mean, he's getting one still. Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, that's good for sure.
That's good for sure. Fantasy-wise, obviously, target number one still Travis Kelce.
No doubt.
Xavier Worthy, honestly, I kind of would spend a draft pick on him.
Would you?
A gamble pick. But not. I would do it after.
It wouldn't be a, you know, okay, this is for my second screen and my first.
No, it wouldn't be, because he has the potential of being a wide receiver one for Patrick Mahomes.
He does.
Patrick Mahomes is a magician, you know, when he's on the field. And if I'm talking about, like, where I would pick him up at, I don't know. I'm probably towards the end, but
be the end.
I definitely think
he'd be a free agency.
I definitely think he's gonna fall to free agency for sure. And I have a feeling he's gonna become a big waiver pickup.
I think so.
During the season, sometime.
Yep. I think you give it like maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, he'll become a big waiver pickup. Any final thoughts on Xavier Worthy?
No. Like we've been saying, this one's just you gotta wait.
Definitely gotta wait a little bit.
See how it pans out.
Most of, like, I feel like the last couple picks, you kind of have to wait for all of them.
Yeah, all the picks that you could really kind of draft and start up were right in the beginning.
So, moving on. So, going from pick 28, we're going to pick number 31, Ricky Pearsall, a wide receiver that got drafted to the San Francisco 49ers. There was a lot of rumors roaming around that the 49ers were going to trade away Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. Obviously, that didn't happen. They're keeping both of them. And now they're adding a rookie wide receiver like Ricky Parcell to the mix.
And they got McCaffrey. Did you see
where... they still can't win this.
Yep. Did you see where McCaffrey helped to get his brother drafted? Did you see that?
Where?
To the Washington Commanders.
Really?
Yep. McCaffrey actually called up the Washington Commanders and recommended that they draft him.
And they did.
The guy called up his brother, and he's all like, I just got off the phone with your brother, and he recommends that we draft you, so what do you say? You know, that's pretty cool.
That is actually really cool. Imagine how much star power you have to have.
To be all like, call you another, should draft this guy. You guys would need him.
To call another organization like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's crazy. But fantasy-wise, for Ricky Parcell, Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel is already over there. Yep. Christian McCaffrey is going to take most of the touchdowns
anyway. Christian McCaffrey is going to touchdown a game again. You already
know. So, this guy, you're going to sit and wait. Maybe he becomes a streaming option, but at the moment.
Unless someone gets hurt, I feel like.
Yeah. But this, you don't really want to waste your time. No. You know what I mean? Good for them, though. They get another offensive weapon. Yep. But fantasy-wise.
They get more added depth.
Yeah.
That's good.
Fantasy-wise, it's just, you don't really want to touch it. Any final thoughts on Ricky Parcell?
No.
So, moving on to the last one of the first-round pick offensive players, pick number 32, Xavier Leggett, another wide receiver that got drafted to the Carolina Panthers.
See, Carolina finally got a pick in.
Yeah.
And it was the last pick of the first round.
All be due to the fact that you guys, they gave you guys their pick.
Yep. Thank you, Panthers. All right. You guys are definitely helping us out here. I'm no longer depressed to be a Bears fan. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, the Panthers.
I can actually wake up on Sundays and wear my jersey with pride.
Panthers definitely, you know, helped you guys out.
They did a lot.
So, obviously, Xavier Leggett is getting drafted to the Panthers, a team of Bryce Young being the QB. The running back is Miles Sanders. And the wide receiver is Deontay Johnson.
Yep.
And Adam Thielen still over there, so I'm guessing.
Old man Thielen.
And I'm guessing Xavier Leggett is going to be the wide receiver 3. But he has potential of being wide receiver 2. Because I honestly think Deontay Johnson is going to stay the wide receiver 1 the whole season. Unless he gets injured. But Deontay Johnson is too good. And Bryce Young needs him. You know what I mean?
He does.
And Xavier Leggett, he has potential of being a wide receiver 1, I feel like. I mean, he's a rookie going into the season, and then he was a first-round pick. So,
Who knows?
But fantasy-wise, honestly, a sleeper pick. A bench-warmer pick.
This is probably the bench-warmer pick.
You know, I would hold on to him, definitely, because he does have the potential of blowing up. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Because who knows? Who knows? But to be fair, it's the Panthers.
That's true.
We saw how much they struggled last year.
What did they finish last year?
I think last place. Because they can't go higher than that.
Fair point. I see.
If they could go lower, they could. They definitely
very hard, though. Very hard to do that.
Yeah. So, they still got a lot of rebuilding to do. for the Panthers.
They sure do. I guess that's it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for Xavier Leggett, I mean, besides just wait and see, and he's definitely a bench warmer. I think he's a sleeper personally.
You know, I really hope, actually, that Bryce Young does turn it around this season.
I hope so, too.
There was a lot of hype for him last year, you know?
Yeah.
I really hope he turns it around. I'm not expecting, you know, like a C.J. Stroud come out of nowhere and just...
Well, I feel like he could do a Joe Burrow. Because remember Joe Burrow his first struggled. Season? Yeah, and then second season came around, and he just blew up like that.
Here's hoping, you know?
Yeah.
We do need, I hate to say it, we do need more fantasy-relevant quarterbacks. We definitely don't really have a lot.
We don't.
Running backs are still drying up. Every day.
Wide receivers are going off the charts.
They are. Those are just
there isn't growing. Enough of them. Yeah. There's way too much.
Tight end, ghost town. Absolute ghost
town. I don't know. Recently, in the last 2 years, tight ends have been going up there.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we still have the same. I can't even say four anymore.
No. See? The change.
The Mount Rushmore's gone.
It's gone. They're not there no more. Darren Waller is in conversation of retiring.
I know.
So. Yeah, yeah. So I've
loved Evan Engram, I think, is up there now.
I think so, too. Yep. I for sure think Evan
Engram. Welcome, everybody. I will take my bow.
Mark Andrews, Evan Engram, Travis Kelce. George Kittle, I believe, is still up there, personally.
Yeah, I think so.
He's probably not as consistent, but he still has really, really blow-up games.
He does.
For fantasy, of course.
When he shows up, he shows up.
He shows up.
It's like 30-plus.
Yeah. Especially in PPR.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, wow. Well, most of them, we talked about one tight end. That was the Raiders.
Yeah, you know.
Everything else was running back. Actually, we had one running back, too. That was with, did we have a running back, actually?
I don't think we did in the first round.
We did. My bad.
No, nope. It was all wide receiver, tight end, and quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks. So, a lot of quarterbacks this year.
Yeah.
Definitely a big quarterback class this year.
Yeah. I'm hoping a lot of it pans out.
Yeah, remember last year's draft? We didn't have a lot to talk about for the episode.
We really didn't.
We had like, what, two or three or four? That was it?
Yeah. A lot of them were defensive players.
Yeah.
A lot of them were defensive in the first round.
Yeah. There wasn't a big QB.
No, there wasn't a real offensive heavy class. No, it was more defense.
It was more defense. So, but yeah, I mean, that's it for the first round.
Yeah.
For fantasy for us to talk about. I don't think we missed anybody. We went over it, so.
Yeah, we went over it.
Who's
before the show.
I think I already know the answer, but I got to ask before we end the show. Who's your most favorite that you're hyped about?
Fantasy-wise?
Yeah.
Probably Marvin Harrison.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's probably going to be Marvin Harrison, too. Just the fact that he has potential being top 10.
He does. The ceiling is easily top 10.
Yeah.
I feel like. Kyler Murray doesn't play, though. Who knows?
Who do you think is going to be your who do you who's your sleeper pick out of this draft class of like you think is going to blow up all of a sudden? In fantasy, of course.
Yeah.
You want me to read it off to you real quick?
I actually got some faith in J.J. McCarthy, I feel like.
You think so?
I think he could have some potential. He's got Justin Jefferson already over there.
Yeah.
And he's got T.J. Hockenson, you know? I mean, those are pretty good players.
For me, who is it for me? I don't know. I think maybe the last pick is Xavier Leggett or maybe Jaden Daniels, the QB for the Washington Commanders.
I don't know about Jaden Daniels. Mainly because it's just the team.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I think he has the potential turning it around.
He
still has good offense.
If you really think about it, yeah, he does. He's still got.
I mean, it's definitely better than the Patriots to where Drake May got. But
yeah.
But he does have some good targets still.
He does, for sure. The potential is there, I feel like.
Yeah.
He can capitalize.
But if
everything works out.
That's if everything works out.
If not, I guess it's just another year.
That's how it is for draft picks.
But I believe that's it.
That is it. I guess any final thoughts before I send us off here, unless I'm missing anything.
Not that I can think of. We'll probably bounce back to free agency signings.
Yeah, next episode, definitely.
Next episode. After that, who knows, we might do a mock draft. You know, that is kind of getting closer.
Yeah, I'll probably talk about average draft positions of certain players now from the impact of the draft or something like that.
Yeah.
So, alrighty, I guess I could send us off here, huh?
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys. So thank you all for tuning in to the FS Podcast, also known as the Fantasy Sports Podcast. If you guys want to get with me and Jagger and the FS Podcast in general, go ahead and follow our social media account. Our Instagram account is going to be at TheRealFSB. Again, that's going to be at TheRealFSB. And our X account is also going to be at TheRealFSB. Again, at TheRealFSB. And if you guys got any questions for us, go ahead and DM us, you know, email us. Email us in the description of the podcast. And if you, no matter what kind of platform you guys listen to this podcast on, there's always that plus or that follow button. So go ahead and click that so you guys can get notifications when we upload our next episode. And if you guys are listening on Spotify, what you could do is go ahead and rate the show. And if you guys are only listening on Apple Podcasts, what you can also do is write a review for the show. So go do that so we can do better for you guys on the next episode. And am I missing anything else or did I get it all?
I think that's it.
Alrighty. Again, in the description is all of our links. So go ahead and just look at that. I guess that's it. We'll see you guys next week when we hop back into our free agency signing. So see you guys next time.